This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hour three of the Nation, 940 asked, did I miss basketball talk? We got some more coming up at 440 as the Mavs are going to visit the Lakers and Luka tonight out there in Los Angeles. It's time now, though, for a daily football fix. Joseph Hoyt Morning News coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes. Here's Wolchuk.
All righty. Injury report is out, and we're monitoring Terry McLaurin this week as he's been out for the Commanders, as Brian talked about. He was limited today with that quad injury. So I think he's got a good chance to be able to play. Looks like CD is going to be back, though, too. He was limited, and John Machota said that he's probably in line to return this week. Tyler Booker limited as well. So positive signs here. Full for Kalen Carson. Could be the debut for Carson and Mingo,
yeah,
possibly this coming Sunday. So there's kind of an update of what the Cowboys are looking at right now. The Bears get that big win on Monday Night Football. And I didn't have the sound on for the first half. For the second half, I was listening to Joe and Troy, and I didn't really think at the time like Troy was being overly critical of the Bears, but I guess people in Chicago felt that he was, and he was calling out Caleb Williams, saying that he was off.
Yeah,
he needs to do a better job of placing his throws to allow Chicago's receivers a chance to gain yards after the catch. So Ben Johnson does his weekly visit on ESPN Radio in Chicago, and I guess he took some shots at Troy.
So that's a triple whammy.
Yeah, you know, I think you said it best. I love that perspective. It sounded like from that game the other night, a few people weren't particularly pleased with how we were winning right now. So I woke up this morning, and you know, my kids were watching the second half before school, and so I heard some of the commentary.
Caleb Williams said that he couldn't care less about what Troy had to say. He also added that him and Troy didn't have their usual broadcast production meeting before the game. He was at Hallis Hall late that night, and they were supposed to connect. He called Troy Aikman when he was done, but he didn't pick up. So they just ended up not chatting before the game.
Troy think he got slighted a little bit, maybe?
Caleb says that he called. It might be a he said, she said type of deal. I kind of think, from the Bears' perspective, like, I think this is being blown a little bit out of proportion. But
I don't think there's any ill feelings or anything like that. I just believe Troy Aikman is critical. He's negative. He's a little surly. And I love it. I love that about him.
Me too.
He's not impressed, you know, and if you're bad, he's going to call like he sees it. So, you know, Caleb Williams has some holes in his game, and any quarterback that he evaluates, Troy Aikman will sound the exact same about. If you're a sensitive fan base, if you think Troy Aikman's pro-Cowboy or whatever sort of ulterior motive you think is in play, just understand Troy is kind of bitter and negative about bad football, and you play a lot of it in Chicago.
Yeah, like I remember specifically there was the one pass to Zacchaeus over the middle that should have been, it could have been a touchdown if he makes the catch, and he was complimentary. He was like, they did everything right besides catch the football. That should have been a foot race. He should have still been running right now. So I don't know. I guess maybe this came in the first half. 682 said, whose kid watches the second half of a football game before school? I guess the kid of an NFL head coach, just that football obsessed. And I love that. But Somebody else added that the criticism between Williams and Daniels remarkably different. I think Troy's
there
one
is
of the
that.
Best.
Yeah, he's got his favorites.
Sure, but I mean, Jaden Daniels also he did it last year. Like you're going to probably look at him at a different lens than you're looking at Caleb Williams, who's really trying to prove it. Now, yeah, I mean, could it be a flash in the pan, one hit wonder still for Jaden Daniels? He's got to consistently prove it. But I could understand watching a game and kind of viewing both of those quarterbacks differently by how they played in year one and certainly where their teams are right now. But maybe there was more criticism than I was able to hear. I just kind of think for the Bears, guys, just focus on winning. You've got 3 wins in a row. You're looking at winning 4. Yeah. Why are we complaining about Troy Aikman on a Wednesday right now?
Troy will rip your team anytime he has to sit there and watch a bad game for 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to rip your squad. That's why I say if the game is good, Troy and Joe are so good behind the mic. Mm-hmm. If it's bad, he's going to rip your squad.
And they're going
to
let you know.
I don't even know why this guy is suited up today.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah,
he'll complain openly that the network sent him to this crap.
Yes. Troy, they don't care.
Well, I wish we were at a different game. Right?
Yeah, if you don't like the way I do it, go get somebody else. Yeah. I'm going back to Marietta or Henrietta.
Henrietta. Oklahoma. Cowboys are going to wear those all-white Arctic unis again this weekend at home against the Commanders. This will be the last time they wear them. I think they only wear them twice a year.
Is Commanders going all black?
They're going to wear their burgundy and gold.
Gotcha.
So it'll look good. I think this is going to be a fun color clash this weekend. Ricky Scoops is back at it, fellas.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Ricky Scoops has been out there. Now, I think that he has deleted some of these, but he was putting out that Jacoby Myers of the Raiders was going to be traded, and he had also heard a bunch of Dolphins. Teams were calling about Achan. They were calling about Bradley Chubb, Minka Fitzpatrick. We talked about Jalen Phillips earlier. So I don't know. Maybe Ricky Scoops put this out there and then has since retracted on this because some of these tweets are no longer out in the world, but we saw them, Ricky. So now we're monitoring what the hell is going on.
He had the Micah one, right?
He did. He was right about the Micah one. He was right. Now he was wrong about the Ayuk trade last year. But there are times where we got to pay attention to Ricky Scoops because he will get it right from time to time.
Can't ignore him.
Can't ignore him. Can't do it. Can't win with him. Can't coach with him. Can't do it. NFL mock draft. Jordan Reed. He's got one fresh this morning.
Mocktober.
Mocktober, baby. Let's get it going. Cowboys, we'll skip down to you. Pick number 12 right now.
Number 12.
He's got the Cowboys taking Texas Tech Red Raider edge rusher David Bailey. I watched
he's
David
the man.
Bailey.
He is the man, dude.
I'm a fan. Really good pass rusher. Not a great run defender. I think 12 is going to end up being a little high for David Bailey. I think you're going to be looking at David Bailey with that Packers pick. Not the first pick, the Packers pick. He's got a phenomenal pedigree. I mean, he went to Modern Day High School. Was the best player
Stanford.
In California, transferred from Stanford, had 22.5 tackles for loss, 14.5 sacks in his 3 years at Stanford. Look, he's fast off the ball, can go speed to power. I like the angles he takes. He's got a good spin move, multiple ways to beat you. But it's just the running game stuff. I mean, I think that he's a really good pass rusher, but he does need to get stronger at the point of attack because he's one of these guys that'll kind of he'll try jump around some blocks sometimes. Now he's out of his gap, and now you're able to get a good run on him. But he will win with his motor, but I think he just needs to get stronger in the running game if you're going to be a top 15 pick. But I love what you see from David Bailey from a pass rushing standpoint.
Do you have anybody that you saw that you think he might be like? That you've seen in these past drafts that you've done?
Pass rush-wise, I think that he's comparable to Verse.
Whoa.
As a pass rusher, not as a complete player in terms of defending the run. Like, Verse was the most complete end in that class. But from a pass rush ability.
Bigger than Mike Green?
He doesn't have the same bend that Mike Green does.
Okay.
No, not quite Mike Green comparable. But I think the way that he works and gets to the quarterback.
Mike Green was
Marshall. Marshall, yes. Yeah, and the way that he just doesn't allow linemen to get hands on him. Like, he keeps his chest clean. Very reminiscent of a Verse there. To me, in just terms of how he pass rushes, not defending the run, just as a pass rusher. Cowboys' second pick in this mock draft from Jordan Reed.
You can tell us the second pick's better than the first one?
No. Okay. Caleb Banks, defensive tackle from Florida. Now, Banks is a big boy. And if you'd probably remember him from that LSU game, because he did a great job. Big number 88, 6'6", 330. He was really disruptive against LSU. Long arms. And this guy will get his hands up in passing lanes. If he's not able to get there, can line up inside. They'll play him at defensive end some. He can push the pocket, has a good arm over. He'll get rewarded a lot for his effort chasing back plays, being able to get sacks or make stops in the running game. Really good athlete. And for his size, the lateral ability is there. Not the most bendy guy, though. I think he can play a little high, and when you're 6'6", maybe that's more natural. But he is more of that three-tech pass rush wiggle guy than, say, the one-tech that's going to be able to take on double-team blocks. He's not there yet, and he does have some upside and some traits. Like, I can see defensive linemen falling in love with this guy because of the talent, but I don't know that he's quite the well-rounded game. We'll see when the second half of the season, is he able to improve on some of the weaknesses there? Both guys, I thought, showed some when it comes to pass rush. Against the run, Banks, better than what Bailey is. But those were your two picks along the defensive line. I don't think we'd have a huge issue with two defensive linemen.
No, I mean, I prefer Caleb Downs, the safety, and a linebacker, than a flawed edge. And defensive tackle who's not a total game wrecker.
Yeah, I mean, in this, you didn't have a chance at Downs. He went fifth overall to the Dolphins.
Where did Reuben Bain go?
Reuben Bain went to Baltimore. Gosh, if the Ravens ended up with the second overall pick, that'd be absolutely crazy.
What about
Ravens about to rebuild their team?
That's nuts.
Arvell Reese.
Six to the Saints.
Sonny Styles.
Sonny Styles, you had a chance to get. He ended up going after you, I believe, scrolling down here.
The Buckeye linebacker.
23 to the Broncos.
His dad was Lorenzo Styles.
You had a chance. So you had a chance at Sonny Styles. But yeah, Bailey, I don't think he's going to be in consideration that high. As of right now, things can improve, but I think he needs to get better against the run.
Do you have the list in front of you?
Draft?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me where the second quarterback was picked.
The second quarterback, Fernando Mendoza goes one. The second quarterback goes three. It's Dante Moore to the Browns. So okay, you had quarterbacks going one and three.
So it goes three. Okay, it goes that high.
So two in the first three picks, and you had three go in the top ten. Lenore Sellers went to the Raiders at pick number nine. Chiefs, quarterback Pat Mahomes. Falcons, running back Bijan Robinson. Those are your players of the week this week. Congratulations to both of them.
You mean that our guy from Carolina did not make it? Player of the week?
Did not make it, no. Rico Dowdle did not make player of the week.
They weren't as impressed because it was versus the Cowboys defense.
Robinson, 238 scrimmage yards. That is a franchise record. 170 on the ground, 68 through the air. Also had a huge touchdown. But, yeah, I guess they're holding it against Rico because he did it against the Cowboys. Really, everyone's doing it against the Cowboys, Rico. Come on. Dolphins and Cowboys, we need you to do anything against a good defense before we're going to go ahead and anoint you as the player of the week. I think he was last week, though.
Yeah.
After the Dolphins.
So it could be back to back, you're saying?
Yeah. Maybe they just said, you know, we'll give it to somebody else.
Okay, great.
We got.
Did you a favor?
The Icy Hot Bowl. This has been dubbed by Cameron Hayward of the Steelers, who would know a little something about Icy Hot. But we got Aaron Rodgers versus Joe Flacco, fellas.
Oh, wow.
41-year-old Rodgers versus 40-year-old Joe Flacco, Thursday Night Football. When these two spry quarterbacks hit the field, it's going to be just the second primetime matchup of quarterbacks in the 40 and still flying club, and the fourth overall such showdown since 1950, according to NFL research.
Not very common.
Wow.
I got Breeze and Brady. Got one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did it? Is this Kozar and Gannon? I don't know. Let me see if I can find it.
That's a good question because they don't actually have that listed here. So we do need to do a little research project on this. They did list the last one was the one that you called there with Breeze and Brady. But I don't have the ones that came before that. But this is going to be hopefully not an ugly Thursday nighter.
We got Flutie Testaverde, 2005. Wow, that's Jets Patriots.
Oh, wow, that's gross.
And we got, Farvin Warner counts as a total of 80. This was 41 and 39, but not technically a double 40 situation. Okay. But Flutie was 43 and Testaverde was 42.
That's amazing. Both those guys playing deep into their careers is incredible. Trey Hendrickson, we've been flirting with the idea like, hey, should you trade for him?
Bad back.
Bad back, yeah. But the 49ers are interested.
Are they interested, huh?
49, and they did lose Nick Bosa for the season. And they're probably looking at the rest of the NFC right now thinking, okay, we're about to get Purdy back this week.
Yeah.
Will we get healthier? I mean, you lost Fred Warner, so they're looking to make a big move to their defense to try and add an impact player. But they're the team right now that has shown the most interest in Trey Hendrickson. We will see if that happens. Speaking of this Joe Flacco experiment in Cincinnati, just in case, could Jamar Chase be the starting quarterback of the Bungholes? If he had to do it.
Wouldn't put it past him.
Could you do it, Jamar Chase? He was asked about this at his Wednesday presser.
Do you think you could play quarterback? Do you know it that well? I'm just curious how well you know it. Let me.
I mean, I know it.
Yeah.
I don't want to play quarterback. Let me say that. I don't want to play quarterback, but I can tell like guys like you hear and here. Yeah, I can do that, but I do not want to play quarterback now.
No, and I don't think Cincinnati does either. Go ahead and just keep catching passes. We'll find somebody. We can get another four.
Saying anything but Jake Browning.
Yeah, basically. I mean, hopefully Flacco can stand upright. Otherwise, maybe Vinny Testaverde can still get it done.
I bet he could spin it.
How old could he be now? 60? Vinny?
Testaverde?
55?
I think he's the same age as me.
So 60?
Yeah, he's about 60, right. 58, 59, 60, somewhere right around there. Probably, I think he might be a little older. He might be older than me.
First ever 60.
He's 61 plus. Now.
Yeah, there you 61. Go. Same age.
November 13 of 63.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's a month older than me.
Man. Thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
All righty. We got Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News, jumping on with us next. He'll answer all the questions. Cowboys trade. Cowboys going to re-sign George Pickens and more with Hoyt next here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. We're about to talk with Joseph Hoyt. Morning News segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We'll be out and about tomorrow. Bearded Monkey Sports Bar and Grill in Rockwall. They're on Ridge Road, 2-7. Come on out, get a G-Bag Nation flag while supplies last. Here he is from the Morning News, Cowboys beat writer Joseph Hoyt. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are you doing?
We're doing wonderful. Thanks for joining us. How urgently do you get the feeling right now the Cowboys are looking to make a trade to help this defense?
I don't get the sense that it's urgent, but I feel like there's intrigue there. I get the vibe that, you know, with 3 weeks to go from yesterday, that they recognize that, you know, that there have been some problems. But I think that they keep offering the caveat of reinforcements being on the way, that help is on the way. And, you know, it's a lot of pressure to put on DeMarvion Overshown and some of these other guys coming off, you know, maybe a Perrion Winfrey in a couple weeks. But right now their defense, I mean, it is what it is, guys. I mean, number one ranked offense, arguably, in the NFL. Worst ranked defense, something's got to give there, right? And I think if they don't see improvement or some of these reinforcements kind of don't give them the artillery power that they were hoping for, you know, you might see the gambler get the itch again, which is kind of something I wrote in yesterday's column, was that, you know, the words that Jerry Jones is using are kind of similar to what he was talking about when he was inspired this offseason, rewatching his documentary about, you know, being able to cut and shoot with some of the draft picks from the Herschel Walker trade. He has some draft picks now. He has the ability to cut and shoot. Now let's see if he takes advantage of the opportunity, if there's a need there in his mind.
Joseph, where did they miss this the most?
Can you repeat that, Brian?
Where did they miss this the most? Where did they misevaluate this the most?
In terms of just the entire operation?
Of defense.
Oh, I think right now it's just personnel. I mean, not matching scheme, frankly. And I know that they want to be multiple, and I know that they do run some fire zones with some man match stuff kind of there. But, you know, I think right now you have two corners that are highly paid that don't have pass breakups, that don't have interceptions, yeah, that, you know, aren't really kind of fitting their system, that have voiced their opinion of, hey, we kind of want to do some things that fit us more, and that's not working. I also think you kind of have to look at the linebacker play. And, you know, you watch some of that film from Carolina, and, yeah, defensive linemen are getting pushed all over the place, right? But, you know, I think some of these linebackers just kind of haven't been making the impact in terms of filling the holes like they would hope. You know, obviously Sanborn was out this past week. But you kind of go back and watch some of these plays like Kenneth Murray and Jamar James, and there's things that they're missing. You know, and I think too, you know, Eberflus obviously is going to get a lot of credit for where they are right now defensively. That's what the head man gets, right? But, you know, Brian Schottenheimer pointed out too, that opening play, they thought they had something schemed up really good.
Yeah, they did.
Wanya Thomas is at the line of scrimmage, able to make a tackle, and he just doesn't. Next, you know, Rico Dowdle gets 9 yards, and the rest is history, right? So I think there's, you know, when anything looks as bad as it has defensively, there's multiple things wrong. You know, you can point to the lead man, but they've got some things to figure out for sure on that defensive side.
Yeah, it might be a tough question to answer here, Joe, but like being around the team, and I saw Calvin wrote some articles as well about, is there any losing of faith or belief in Flus? I mean, is that something where maybe some players just are like, yeah, I'm not really buying what you're selling here right now, man?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's, it's always kind of hard to really pinpoint, right? But I do think there's elements, and I think you go back to the Trayvon Diggs asking to play more man defense, and when we asked Matt Eberflus about it, you know, he kind of said, hey, thanks for the feedback. We appreciate it, right? And next thing you know, they're not running a lot of man defense after that. So I think when those things happen, when guys feel like they're not being put in the best position to succeed, questions kind of start emerging, right? And I think that's something that can inherently happen when things are going wrong. You know, I think a lot of people are, you know, when it's this bad, frankly, I think a lot of people start pointing fingers, you know, internally, and some start doing it externally. And, you know, I think when that kind of starts to stack on top of each other, sure, I think belief can start to be lost and confidence can kind of drop. And that's something Brian Schottenheimer talked about. That was the confidence is kind of at an alarming level right now on the defense, and they got to pick it up.
Hey, Joe, I have a question about the locker room, and maybe has any player you have contact with off the record told you that, yeah, we're an absolute mess?
off the record, like, I think people have kind of indicated that there are issues abound. I think I would
sure,
say that.
Sure. Okay. I mean, so I just wonder, some players know, you know, they have to say all the right things and all that and can't blame anybody, but sometimes they pull you aside and say, hey, we're an effing mess here right now. You know, that kind
of
thing.
I think you go back to honestly what Trayvon Diggs told Calvin after the game. And that's just, we don't have identity right now, frankly. Yeah. And that's, you know, on record. And I think, and obviously Trayvon's been really willing to talk with us. I think, you know, going back to, you know, after the incident in San Francisco, he's actually been one of the better media guys that we've had a chance to talk with. He's a guy that will make his opinion known. And I think right now he's making it known that they don't have a true identity, and that can lead to questions for sure.
Do you get the feeling that George Pickens wants to remain a Cowboy?
I asked him that explicitly today, and he's like, I wouldn't mind it. You know, and I think I asked also Jerry Jones that same question yesterday, and you know, the first thing that kind of is out of his mouth was that, hey, there's a competitive market for these things, right? You know, I think, yeah, the Cowboys have him under control, right? But at the rate he's going right now, this is a guy that's value keeps going up. And, you know, what do we know about free agency? That's a way to test that value. That's a way to see what your market is. And right now, if he keeps answering the questions and the narratives that kind of persist about him prior to this with the way he's been performing on the field and off the field, I think this is a guy that's going to have high value. And so, you know, you kind of go back to a little bit, that's where some of the discontent with Micah Parsons was, right? In Athletes First, and who also represents George Pickens. They wanted to make sure they got the full market value because they believed that it was a certain level, and the Cowboys kind of believed it was at another level. And so I think right now that, you know, everyone's kind of enjoying the fact that they're six games into what's been a very successful trade for the Dallas Cowboys. I think, you know, George Pickens says, I don't want to look too far in the future. Jerry says, you know, this is better than expected. We might have to open up some money for the second wide receiver spot if we're going to pay him that high. I think, you know, there's positives for both directions, but until this thing gets into a negotiation or a franchise tag gets applied, which we could see this offseason with George Pickens, it's really hard to pinpoint what his, you know, actual long-term future is, whether it's in Dallas or not.
This is something we've chatted about. I know Brian's asked us, but what do you think happens at receiver on Sunday if you do have CeeDee Lamb back and then Jonathan Mingo makes his debut? Who? What happens with Flannoy and Tolbert? I mean, is anybody you think inactive?
Yeah, I think that, you know, with Tolbert, I think we kind of know what Tolbert's going to be, right, in terms of this is a guy that they believe they can give him a job, and they believe strongly that he can do it, you know, whether the job's actually catching passes or blocking. And, you know, obviously all those things are always up for external debate, but this is someone that they believe that he will handle a job. I don't see him losing a ton of snaps right now. And I know that Flannoy is kind of in the you know, productive guy there. So, I mean, he's definitely going to push him in regards to that. But I don't know if I see any of those guys inactive, maybe. That's kind of – my mind hasn't really gone fully to who might be inactive amongst that list, because Ryan right now is kind of playing too consistent, I think, to take him off the field for a long period of time. I mean, he's been a guy that has made plays for Dak Prescott. So, yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see. You know, I think it is worth noting, Mingo did have – you know, not multiple setbacks. He did miss practice, multiple practices last week. Sure. He was on the practice field today. They still have a week on that 21-day window. You know, I'm curious to see if they actually open it up. It would, all signs with the Jalen Cropper move would indicate that's the move. But I still think we'll see to see if it actually happens.
It's Joseph Hoyt of the Morning News here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, on George Pickens, could you give him the big contract and get the defense fixed in the same offseason?
I think you could start making ways on getting the defensive fix, because I think that's where your high draft picks should go. You know, it depends on where the Cowboys end up, but I think that there are some linebackers in this class that could be immediate impact kind of guys for this defense. And I know it's easy to say, because you might have said the same thing about Shamar James, Maris Leafau, other guys that you've drafted previously, and, you know, we're still trying to figure out exactly what their role and what their potential is. But I think that you can do things defensively, I think, in the draft to help instant impact while also retaining George Pickens. Because my mind keeps going back to this, guys. If they lose George Pickens, they are on the search for wide receiver two once again, right? This is something they were going to address in the draft with Ketterell McMillan if he was there. Once he was gone, they pivoted, and credit to them, they pivoted to a good option that has, you know, paid off extreme dividends for them. But if you lose George Pickens, or, you know, if things go awry, you're back out there searching for a compliment to CeeDee Lamb once again. And so I think, honestly, in terms of priority stuff, I know that they're going to have to overhaul the defense. I was talking with some of the other reporters after the game, and I was asking them, how many guys on this defense are back next year starting? And I think, what, we're talking three or four? You know, there's going to be an overhaul there, and I think that's something you can do through the draft mostly, and, you know, maybe with some veterans in free agency that can help round things out to help the system that's in place.
That is an exciting idea, if only three or four starters would be back. A lot of opportunity for change.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, I mean, they got to worry about the Commanders right now leading the league at 5.5 yards per rushing attempt. Is this a game, do you think, that's going to get ugly on run defense, and you're going to have to push maybe into the mid-30s or even 40s to get a win?
Yeah, I do. I think right now there's, you know, 6 weeks in, you kind of start to know who teams are, right? You know, we're talking about the identity on defense. Well, right now the identity is giving up points in big plays in different ways. And I think right now the identity on offense is a team that's going to score a lot with Dak Prescott playing some of the best football of his career right now. I think he's been fantastic. I think his command of the offense has been incredible. I just think, you know, even with all the shuffling on the offensive line, the way he's been able to read where pressures are going to come and kind of mitigate those things and use the mobility he does have to kind of move around the pocket and make plays. I kind of equate him to Doctor Strange right now, where he knows outcomes before they happen. So I think right now, you know, the guarantees or the things that are certain in my mind, the Cowboys are going to score a lot of points and they're going to give a lot of points. So I just foresee them having to score 35, 40 points just like they have at home to have a chance to even win this game.
How upset and have you gotten over what happened with your Ducks and against Indiana?
Yeah, you know, I think I put a lot of stock in the idea that we went undefeated and were the number one team in the country going into the playoff last year and then got our butts kind of handed to us by Ohio State and Chip Kelly and that offense. And, you know, I think, hey, if that didn't work and translate to a big CFP run, maybe a learning lesson, a reality check midseason might help. I'll tell you what, though, you know, I was seeing Fernando Mendoza kind of, you know, talk about him being a first-round pick, and I was like, are you sure? This is the guy from Cal? It's Indiana? I'm not sure, but I'll tell you what, man, that's a guy who just gets the ball out and puts it in accurate positions very, very often. Not the biggest arm, not the biggest kind of, you know, playmaking ability, but I'm very curious to see what scouts say about him because he's a guy that just makes plays, man.
Joe, final question for you. As we get this text, says we're a mess, a midseason trade isn't going to fix it, and I tend to agree with that, but if you told me multiple trades could fix it, do you think there's a possibility that they make a legit, like, more of an all-in push here to fix this thing, or is it going to be, like, trying to sort of wade their way into those waters?
You know, I think it is a tough question, right, because I feel like the odds and probably history would tell you that's not the case, but you know, I could see them. We Todd Archer asked Jerry yesterday, hey, in 2018, you made Amari Cooper that trade, right? And jolted your offense and was a big need. And look what happened there. Could you do that here? And he didn't shoot that down. And I think that Jerry's kind of, like I said, I think he's been inspired by his documentary to at least have the potential to kind of make some moves, make some gambles and make some plays. I wouldn't be surprised to see them to make a trade at the deadline, you know, of more big impact than maybe just a marginal kind of star fringe starter for them.
Well, I'll drink to that, sir. Thank you for your fine work and your coverage of this thing. And we'll look forward to catching up with you soon.
Sounds good. Take care, fellas.
Salute to you, Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News here on 105 Through the Fan. Let's go around the Mavs as they visit Luka and the Lakers tonight. I guess this game's in Vegas, not Los Angeles.
Ooh, Vegas, baby.
So we'll get the relevant talking points coming up next here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
In the nation. All righty, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We're hitting about midweek here, starting to get ready for Cowboys Commanders. Krusty's Corner, if you missed it, 3:40, previewed the Washington offense. He'll do the defense tomorrow in the corner. And, of course, Jake Ferguson will join us at tomorrow night at 5:20. But we have hoops tonight, and it's on ESPN television as the Lakers host the Mavs out there. They're going to do this game in Las Vegas. Vegas, very much a Laker town, but the point spread is Mavs -7.5. And I would say if you were betting on this game, the most important piece of information is that 1-800 number they give you on the gambling advertisements. You need to call that and say, hey, I got a problem gambling. I'm trying to bet preseason action here in the NBA. You kidding me? What kind of a gambling freak would be thinking about getting down on this game tonight? Now, that being said, Luka and LeBron are out. I feel like the Mavs got more to prove. Lakers probably be coasting, sleepwalking. It's probably a pretty good bet, Mavs -7.5.
Yeah, I'm thinking so, because you have Tim McMahon, who, by the way, did y'all notice he changed his Twitter handle?
No. Why would you do such a thing?
He was just simply at Tim McMahon.
Why would you go away from that?
Is he McMahon Tim?
He's at Band McMahon.
Band McMahon. You're not getting ball sacked or butt cracked?
No, this is real.
Banned, like, yeah. Like
he's been banned.
Like he's been banned, yeah.
He's gotten kicked out of some Dallas pressers or something. I don't know. I mean, he'll definitely ruffle some feathers. That's why we love him. But he did tell Malik.
We talking about Alex Stein?
Yeah.
Alex Stein, Band McMahon? I got you for you at 5:30 and got a little bit of that audio.
Alex reached out to me the other day.
Is it the Dallas one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
I've seen a couple of his lately.
The mayor was all out. Nico was out there. Yeah, he really showed his ass.
Oh, I'm excited. Well, yeah, McMahon is saying that the Mavs are treating tonight's game like a dress rehearsal for the regular season. So they're going to be treating this like a real game. And the Lakers, of course, are going to be down some dudes. So you'd like to think not only can they win, but they can cover that 7.5. And when it comes to betting preseason action, I mean, isn't that how you kind of like grease the wheels and get in? Like,
you build up your bankroll?
Yeah, you can't just stop you get into regular season mode and you expect to be in midseason form. We complain about this all the time, the lack of preseason. These guys aren't ready to play.
Get your reps in. Yeah.
Absolutely. You got to see a couple go in, build that confidence. These are tune-up games.
I'd be hitting the more on the Prize Picks for Anthony Davis, because it does sound like Jason Kidd's getting like a really conscious effort here to get him ready to go. Like, this thing's
going to get him in shape.
This thing's going to be running through AD.
Yeah, and
even more so. Like, he's going to be touching
the
ball a lot.
Like a game deal?
It is a good litmus test game, I think, as a Mavs fan. If you're tuning in, like, can they defend? Who's running point? You know, how a lot of these things going on? I just feel like when it comes to sports wagering, you're using it to make the game more interesting. Once you go into I'm betting preseason, it's because you are compulsively and obsessively wagering, because you need that hit of dopamine. You got to watch the game with way too much money on the line. And that's just, it's a clear sign, you know, that that you probably need some help.
What's the craziest gambling thing we've ever done? Like preseason, I think is
preseason football.
I've done preseason football before.
A little something with your buddies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nothing crazy, but just a little something, something. I don't know if there's, I mean, some type of crazy college sport.
I bet dinner one time on the last hole of golf.
Okay.
And it cost me about $500.
Ouch.
And I was
nerves get the best of you?
No, I was hammered.
You were playing against Bobby Bell.
Oh yeah, I'll take you.
Yeah, like my buddy goes, he asked the cart lady, cart hostess, she goes, he goes, how many beers you got in that cart? And she said, she gave him the number, and he goes, bag them all up. We're taking them.
Okay.
So, like,
little road soda action.
Yeah, so no, we played golf drinking the whole time.
Oh, this was on like the first tee or something like that. Yeah,
like we bought every beer she had right off the jump.
Wow, I like it.
And then we were drinking them, and then we ended up going to Morton Steakhouse. And I last hole of golf, it was a par five. I ended up getting a seven, you know, and it cost me about $500 because I bet the last hole. I bet you I could beat you on this last hole. And he goes, what do you want to bet? I said, dinner. And it ended up being like.
And you busted out a double bogey on you.
Yeah, it was bad.
Craziest thing I think I've done is, you know, you listen to some of these pickers. They're like, oh, yeah, I got the best picks or whatever. So you tune into their show or maybe you pay them for some picks. And they got you
the
watching.
The 1-800 guy?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Call now. I'll give you the inside. Call me now.
Yeah. I mean, I've never called one of those. This situation was like a friend of mine who was in the media, and he was like, oh, yeah, I got these picks and everything. And so, I mean, this is like 2007. So you're looking on the internet for like Division II football games, and it's rare. You're like listening to the audio and watching the game cast, and it hits, and it's showing the final score. You're not exactly sure how it hit, but, you know, you're excited.
I watched Bennett bet halftime of NBA basketball.
It's probably smart.
But he bets like he'll watch a game for a half, and then he'll get a line on that second half of the game.
Yeah.
He has like big success doing this because he watches half the game and gets kind of a feel for it.
Right.
And then he, you know, does something, you know.
That's how you do it, man.
Yeah.
It's a good way on Prize Picks to get cash in as well.
People love betting the half times the second halves.
Well, the lines are not always good. Like they fail to adjust.
Yeah. I mean, there's opportunities in there. So, yes, Luka is not playing tonight. I mean, it's a back-to-back for him, and he had 25 points in 25 minutes last night. I don't know if he's going to do back-to-backs in the regular season. I don't think I'd play my superstars in back-to-backs in regular season, especially if the guy has calf issues or something. So that wasn't a big surprise to me. I think Cooper Flagg at point guard is the most interesting thing. Because if you could cross that bridge and not have to put either a selfish player, a player with a bad jumper, or more realistically, a player that doesn't defend at point guard, could you get to the point at some point this season where you're like, yeah, we're comfortable with Cooper Flagg bringing the ball up the court and initiating our offense, whether it's taking him himself or getting other guys involved? I want to see how possible that is.
Could this be a situation? I don't know if anybody's come out and said this. Could this be a situation where they're kind of leagues kind of seeing what the Mavs look like in Vegas for potential movement?
All right, go F yourself.
Oh, no, no, not at all.
Conspiracy theory, man.
Just kind of see what they look like.
It is a random.
Let's see how the ball dribbles.
It is a preseason game. You kind of.
This is more like Jerry taking training camp to California, where they're watering the plant for their fans there. We love you. Vegas is a Laker town. Here you go. Watch your guys.
Yeah, but the Lakers aren't going to move.
It's a Lakers home game. It's not a Maverick home game.
No, but they did play there during the riots, 92. They played there during the floods or something. I think they played a game there last year or something due to one thing or another. Maybe the fires. Did they play there last year because of the fires?
Yeah, that might have been because of the LA fires.
Yeah. Russell Westbrook is going to play his 18th season. He has joined the Kings 1 year and $3.6 million. Seems like the Mavs could have used him.
It was either that or the Guangdong Tigers for him. I mean,
I think he made the right decision.
Yeah, I don't know. They were ready to throw the bag at him.
He did dominate.
Guangdong was?
Yeah, Guangdong was ready to rock and roll.
Crushed over
I'd
there.
Have gotten a Guangdong Westbrook jersey.
Would you have?
I would have.
By the way, my Guangdong Stephon Marbury.
There you go.
Starbury, baby.
We have, what about the Dwight Howard one? You're always a big Dwight guy.
More partial to Starbury.
So we have the 207 bet on Little League World Series, the 817.
nice.
Bet on World Series. Cornhole tournaments in the middle of the night. You have the 469 Swedish hockey, 8 a.m. in the morning on a Tuesday. He notes he had a problem.
Fair enough.
972 Russian ping pong at 3:30 in the morning.
That's not legit. There's no way that's legit.
We had
Korean baseball betting in the 214. I mean, we got a lot of.
I mean, these online sports books will get you what you need. They'll give you the satellite feed link to watch a horse race in the middle of Thailand.
That's what I'm saying. We did this
horse races.
We had this KT, Jeff, and I were out at Lone Star Park, and we had some good success. We bet on harness racing. Like, you know, that with
the little buggies,
the little buggies.
Yeah.
And then we bet on a race in Australia. They go the opposite direction. And we didn't know
really freaked you out.
We had no idea what was going on, but yeah, that harness racing was crazy.
Yeah, my grandfather ran those. Yeah,
it's trot along.
It is
they're
wild.
Yelling at him, they're not going anywhere.
They're jogging, and the entire gallery is hollering at him to go faster, but they're. Aren't they restricted? Their legs are a little restricted in the little deal.
They take little like baby steps. Yeah. KT was screaming, "Hurry up! Hurry up!
Run!"
And the things were just kind of.
You gotta want it. We got football's finest coming up next, Chief. Where are you taking us?
Among other things, we have the greatest coach pressure moment of the season. That's next year in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.